This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you could have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
The Work Lab podcast from Microsoft answers the questions that keep business leaders up at night. Like, how can I reinvent processes for the AI era, from customer service to sales to HR? How can I prepare for AI to fundamentally transform jobs, companies, industries, and the whole economy? Don't panic. Tune in. Each episode of Work Lab brings you the top experts, hard data, and actionable insights to help you future-proof your organization. Check out Work Lab, that's WORKLAB, no spaces, on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to the Money Watch podcast. It's Tuesday, March 14th, and we are here trying to help you make the next best financial decision. You know, Mark, I don't really care that much about like kind of the why people get into certain situations. You know, I guess it's valuable to address behavior, but you are where you are. We want to help you get to another place. And so I, Jill Schlesinger, he, Mark Talercia, we're both certified financial planners. And, you know, I like your stories more than the like, oh, this is what I did. I screwed up. What was that guy who said he got into a lot of debt? What was the concert he went to and spent all that money? Was that Ed Sheeran?
I want to say it was Ed Sheeran. I think you're probably right.
I mean, if you blew a whole bunch of money and went into debt, at least you had fun. Please tell me you had fun. Don't tell me you got like a couch. That's not fun. An experience. I can almost like sign on to an experience and going into debt for an experience.
But that couch could last a lifetime.
It's true, but you won't get the same pleasure out of it. I can tell you that right now. Anyway, if you've got a financial question, give us a holler. Go to our website, jillonmoney.com, a website that you should be bookmarking. I tell you, you must. And whenever you have a question, then you can click the Contact Us button and we'll get your note. If you want to come on the air, Mark will arrange everything. That is what Sarah did. Sarah is on the line from Texas. Hello, Sarah. How are you? How can we help you out today?
Hi, Jill. I'm just calling because I just wanted to get, I guess, some feedback on how we're doing, some major financial moves that we have coming up in the near future.
What is the genesis of the big moves? New job? Is it a relo? What's happening for you?
Possibly a relocation to a higher tax state, possibly a home purchase. Mm-hmm. And our first child.
Tell us about who you are and who's the we.
So I'm 36. My husband is 42. Basically, we earn together about $300,000 a year. Mm-hmm. And we have kind of a unique situation where our employer does contribute on top of that a large amount to a 401k profit sharing program.
Are you guys working at the same place?
Yes.
Oh, loving the office. I love that. Okay. So what do they contribute? Are you maxing out your own retirement contributions, both of you?
No, currently we're not. But our employer puts in $75,000 between the two of us.
Wow.
Without us contributing anything. And then currently we're putting, and that all goes in traditional. Mm-hmm. And then we're contributing an additional $33,000 between the two of us Roth.
Wow. $33,000 in Roth, and they put in $75,000 into traditional. Wow.
Yes.
Amazing. Is it a 401k and a profit sharing? Is it an employee stock purchase plan? What is what are they putting it into?
A 401k profit sharing.
Okay, got it. Great. And you guys like it there. You're both there, but are you maybe... Is that the one part of your life that's consistent? Like, we're not going to put that in the child, relo, home purchase, new job. It's not a new job, right?
No, that's consistent.
Okay, good. Okay, so are you renting now?
Yes.
How much is your rent?
Our rent is a little below $4,000 a month. And in total, including that rent, we spend about $10,000 a month.
What kind of home would you look at?
So we would like to keep the purchase price below $750,000. Mm-hmm. And we definitely have the ability to do the 20% down. We could go a little bit more if mortgage rates still aren't looking great.
So right now on your $300,000 and you consider $33,000 into your Roth and you look at your rent and you look at your spend, like how's the cash flow?
Very good. So currently we spend that $10,000 a month and we save about $7,000 a month. But
whoa,
we are expecting that $7,000 a month that's going into a brokerage account right now, that's going to get chewed up, I imagine, by daycare. And then, you know, home maintenance, which might be a little more expensive than the rent that we're paying now, and mm-hmm. some taxes if we move.
So how much money is in that brokerage account right now?
Currently, we have $1.2 million.
My God, you're so young. How did you get all this moolah? Just save, save, save? Or did someone gift it to you? Are you an heiress?
A small amount of it was gifted, but the majority is just from diligent saving, really.
That's great. Okay, so 1.2 in the brokerage. Then how much in retirement right now?
So in traditional 401ks and IRAs, I just combined them for myself mm-hmm. and my husband. We have 1.3 million. And then Roth, 200,000. And we have one stretch inherited IRA for another 100,000.
There's some serious saving. Okay, so are you definitely going to have a baby? Or you were like, maybe a baby or definitely a baby? It sounds like the
definitely
maybe.
A baby.
Okay, the baby's the definite. The relocation and home purchase is the negative, is the not so sure. So can you have a baby in the current place or do you have to move like for real, like quickly or like what's our time horizon here?
We can stay in this current place. Just kind of been keeping our eye on some homes. And if anything catches our eye, then we'll move. But I guess our questions are sort of with the savings that we have in that brokerage account. Oh, we have a couple of ideas of things we could do with it.
Yeah, let's do it. Let's do it. What are our ideas?
So we want to put at least the 20% down. We could put more, but we're not really sure. And then our other idea is to take some of that and super fund a 529 plan.
Easy peasy. You can do that too.
Would the amount to super fund, you know, we kind of have the idea of like $100,000 sounds good, but I think that we can go at least, I don't know.
Depends on the state plan that you use. So for everyone listening, when you have a 529, you can put more than the gift tax allowance every year. It is that super funding idea is depends on the state, but it's like as if you were giving a gift 5 years in advance. Do you think only one kid or is there a chance for number two? What do you think?
Right, possibly two. So that's kind of where we thought maybe we just do the 100,000.
Yeah.
And then see where we are. And you can always add more to it later, I suppose.
Right.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, what's your secret? Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's Byte.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
So let's presume that now out of the brokerage, 200's a down payment, 100's a 529. And what else is possible for you guys going forward? Like what other ideas do you have for the money?
In the not near future, but maybe later future, and I think we'd want to consider purchasing maybe some international property.
Oh, look at you, fancy pants. You don't even have a house here. Now we got to go international.
Exactly. or we might be in a position that, you know, we could start thinking about, could we retire early?
I mean, I think the game plan that I would sort of lay out is that, you know, obviously before you have the baby, you're going to make sure that some of the money in the brokerage account is liquid for you, right? Because we're going to have to, you can't just transfer. I wouldn't roll the dice, right? You know, you want to make sure that you have the money that you need for a down payment and the 529 plan liquid-ish. When would you start looking? The summer?
Yeah, we look now. And actually, we do have, we sold our first home and we kept the profits from that home sale in cash. So we have just kept it there. And that's what we would look to use.
Great. Perfect. So you don't have to worry about that. How much money is in cash right now?
About $200,000.
And is that part of the brokerage account or not?
Yes, it's part of the brokerage
account.
Okay,
got it. So that's good. As long as you have that, that's good.
Our other question is, you know, should we not be contributing to our Roth 401ks because of that company plan that we already have? Like, should we say
I like having it in the Roth. I like that. Mark, do you agree?
Oh, yeah. Considering they already have over $1 million in pre-tax, yeah, I think you're going to want some Roth money down the line.
Yeah, I think the Roth is a good idea. And I think that you have the cash flow and, you know, we can adjust it eventually. But for now, I'd keep doing the Roth. But, you know, you do already have, I mean, even after you do the funding of the 529 plan, even after you buy a home, you know, you may find that you're, like, as you said, the $7,000 a month may go away. Because let's just say that, I don't know what childcare is going to be. Have you priced it out at all?
I think maybe $2,000 a month.
That's what I was going to say. So I was going to say $3,000 a month of the $7,000 is going to be childcare. And then probably another $2,000 to $3,000, right, will come off of, let's say, housing, whether it's a high mortgage, you know, maintenance, which gives you that extra $1,000 a month. That's really what will end up being, like, the $1,000 a month, which will, like, just rebuild everything. So I would save it while I can, but I think that you should be in your heads thinking that the $10,000 a month of spending is probably going to be more like $15,000, $16,000, $17,000 a month. I just think it is. And if we're wrong, don't worry. You can always add some money and liquidity to your brokerage account. That's great. But what about the relocation to the higher tax state? Is that because we're having a baby and we want to move closer to family?
I think just where we would want to purchase a home, yes, wouldn't be in where we are now.
You notice how I've ignored your international property question? Yeah, I mean, that's an idea. Listen, when you have kids, who knows what's going to happen? So we can have, like, pie in the sky, like, that would be nice, but, you know, that's not happening anytime soon.
Right. So, the impression I had is that you can't maybe as easily mortgage the international property. It's more
exactly. That's right. They don't have fixed rate mortgages, so everything's adjustable. So you'd have to buy it in cash. All right. So do you feel okay about this? Like, right now, in terms of the game plan is that, yes, you have the 200 down. I think when you're ready to buy, we have to see where mortgage rates are. You have to explore whether you're going to be doing a fixed rate mortgage and maybe rates do come down. Or maybe at that time you're like, you know what? We'll get an adjustable rate and we'll see how it goes for 7 years or 10 years. And then we'll be able to refi or we'll sell. We'll see what really is available to you. Right. If you don't find a house that you like, then, you know, just keep renting and sock away the money. Let's say that your rent went up. Let's say you're like, well, you know, we can't stay in this place with two kids. And so we never really found a house. So we're still renting. It's okay. As long as you're socking money away, your rent's not going to go from $4,000 to $10,000 a month, but it could go from $4,000 to $7,000. And I don't have a problem with that. If you don't kill yourself to buy something. If you can't find something, you can't find something. It's okay. It's all right. Just be patient. You'll find something eventually. You know what Susan Schlesinger likes to say? My mother was a realtor in the New York metropolitan area, also known as the suburbs. A house is like a man. There's more than one for you in the world. You'll find one. You'll find one. What else do we need to know? How about life insurance?
We do have $1 million. We just got it for myself and 1.5 for my husband.
And estate documents?
We have a very basic version, you know, that we got online that we can complete by the end of the month. And then we thought we would actually visit a lawyer once we have our baby.
That sounds good. That sounds good. All right. So I think the basic questions are, you guys are in great shape. The non-retirement savings, we're going to have to wait and see kind of what happens. But yes, 200 down and the 100 in super funding, the 529 makes sense. And let's see if you find something. And if you continue to just have that $7,000 a month available to you, that's amazing. If you it gets soaked up with childcare slash home mortgage interest that's way higher than you had anticipated, then we'll figure it out. But you're in very good shape. I mean, there's nothing bad happening here. It's all great. In terms of the international property or retiring early, you're on track to do all of that. But so much is going to change between now and then. So I think you guys are in great shape. The biggest change could be that if all of a sudden you're like, you know what, this company that was putting all this money away for us, which is great, we don't want to work there anymore. And so then your retirement changes a little bit, but you know, you already have the money saved. You know, you've got so much money that you've put away. It's tremendous. So I think that you guys are in really good shape. Are you managing your own money?
Yes, we are.
Okay. So no problem there. You're cool. Can you feel like comfortable with the game plan being a little bit in flux right now? Child relo home purchase?
Yes.
The biggest change, the child thing, like that's number one, and everything else will follow. And we'll see how things go. Thank you so much for joining us, Sarah. So if you, like Sarah, need some eyes and ears on your situation, we'd love to have you join us here. Remember, you just go to jillonmoney.com, click the contact us button, complete the form. At the bottom of the form, it says, would you be willing to come on the air live with us? If you say yes, Mark does everything else. You can sign up for the free weekly newsletter. You can follow us wherever you find your podcast. We have another podcast called Jill on Money. Everything, all of our content, it does live on the jillonmoney.com website. All right, Mark Talercio is the co-host and the executive producer. We are distributed by Paramount Global. We drop our episodes every Tuesday and Thursday. Try to do something nice for someone else today. We thank you so much for listening. We'll talk to you next time. If you like Money Watch, you can listen early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music. Before you go, tell us about yourself by filling out a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
Get one of the most successful broadcasts in television history on your schedule with the 60 Minutes podcast. Hard-hitting investigative reports, news, and culture maker interviews and in-depth profiles are waiting for you in every episode. Listen to 60 Minutes ad-free on Wondery Plus.
The Hargan women seem to have it all.
From the outside looking in, we were blessed. My mom was amazing.
But as detectives would soon learn, there was a lot going on inside the Hargan household.
Ashley and I have been calling my mom and the house and Helen. No one's answering.
63-year-old Pamela Hargan gunned down in her own home. Her youngest daughter, Helen, lay dead upstairs.
Patrol, when they arrived, assumed or thought that there might have been a murder-suicide.
But for the detectives on the scene,
there were things about the scene itself that were concerning to us on day one.
Who would want to kill their mother and their little sister?
There is no boogeyman here. It is exactly who we think it is.
I'm Peter Van Sant from 48 Hours. This is Blood is Thicker, the Hargan Family Killings. Listen to Blood is Thicker, the Hargan Family Killings, early and ad-free on Wondery Plus, starting May 1st.